同学们好，我是卡卡老师。在这一小节中， Edward 和 Wallace 最终有情人终成眷属。 Edward 选择了爱情，放弃了王位。在1936年11月10日这一天， Edward 放弃了王位，他的弟弟 George 继承了王位。 I, Edward VIII, King of Great Britain, King of India, King of Australia, King of New Zealand, King of Canada, King of Kenya, King of Nigeria, King of Burma,King of Malaya, King of Singapore, and King of 32 other countries, have today given the crown to my brother George. God be with him and all his people. September the 10th, 1936. 在退位的第二天，爱德华回到了温莎城堡，在那里，他通过 BBC 广播向英国和全世界发表了讲话。The next day, Edward returned to Windsor Castle. He went into a small courtroom at the top of a building.From there, he spoke on BBC Radio to Britain and the world. Tonight, for the first time, I can say a few words to you. Early today, I gave the crown to my brother George. He's now your king. I will soon leave this country and travel to France. My heart is with Wallace, and I cannot live without a woman I love. I don't know what will happen to me.Perhaps I will never see England again. But think of me tonight when I sail across the sea. God be with you. Long live King George. 刚才朗读的内容选自 Chapter 9, The Woman I Love, 我心爱的女人。在她的讲话中，你有听出来 Edward 到底是多少个国家的国王呢？ Edward 在退位之后呢，就和 Wallace 过上了神仙眷侣般的生活。而且随着时间的推移，Edward 和自己家族的关系呢，也在慢慢的缓和。接下来我们选读一下第十一章的内容 ，Chapter 11, Paris.
But then in 1966, the Duke and Duchess met Queen Elizabeth at a small party in London. After 30 long years, it was time to forget the past. Elizabeth kissed the Duchess and touched her arm. Then she turned to the Duke and said, "Wallace is so beautiful, Uncle. I think you're a lucky man."That day, Elizabeth was very kind to us. Edward wrote later, but why couldn't my mother or my brother say those words to me? On BBC television in 1969, the Duke and Duchess spoke about their life together. Do you argue? Someone asked them. No, not really. The Duchess replied, but there is one thing about my husband that I really don't like. He's always late. It doesn't matter if he's meeting a queen, a president, or a film star. He can never arrive on time. I don't know why. I have tried to change him, but it's just not possible. The Duke smiled and touched her hand. I know that I'm often late, he said, but on our wedding day, I arrived at the church 20 minutes before you. I was early and you were late. Yes, that's true.The Duchess said, and they both laughed. You could see real love in their eyes, one newspaper wrote. They were on television, but they forgot about the cameras and the millions of people who were watching. They were just two people in love.
相爱的人，你去观察他们的神情，就可以发现，其实在眉眼之间呢，就可以看到他们对彼此的感受。刚才我们听到的这段故事，有 BBC 电视节目对他们的采访。在采访当中呢，有人问，哎，你们吵架吗？然后公爵夫人就说，哎，我们不是真的吵架，但是呢，她对她的丈夫呢，有一件事情确实是很生气的。你有听出来 Wallace 是因为什么原因而生 Edward 的气吗？人的一生真的很短暂，但是在短暂的每一天，可以让我们感受到生命的美好，这才是生命所给予我们的意义。在故事的最后一个章节写道，爱情万岁。
Chapter 12, Long Live Love.
我们听一下，在爱德华眼里，他的爱情究竟是怎么样的呢？
In 1970, 2 years before his death, Edward said, There are some people who think that I was wrong to give away my crown, but they don't understand true love. When I was young, I lived in Buckingham Palace. I could have anything that I wanted, but I wasn't happy because my heart was empty. Then I met Wallace, and everything changed. For half of my life,I have lived here with the most beautiful woman in the world, and she's everything to me. When I sit in my garden with the Duchess by my side, I sometimes think about my early life. I remember the days alone in my bedroom. I remember the teacher who hit me with a stick. I remember the war and my travels around the world. And then, I remember the crowds of people below my window who shouted, Long live love! On my last night in London, I spoke with Winston Churchill. In the middle of our conversation, he said, I think, sir, that the best things in life are free. I have never forgotten those words, and now, many years later, I understand what they mean. You cannot buy happiness, and you cannot buy love.To be happy deep inside your heart is the most wonderful thing in the world. I have been a lucky man. And so I say, thank God for Wallace and long live love.
最后呢，我们还是要引用一下丘吉尔说过的那一句话。
The best things in life are free.
生活中最美好的事情往往是无偿的，往往是免费的。也许你没有拥有太多财富，但是你却拥有健康。也许你没有好看的外表，但是你却有充实的内心。还有，真正的快乐其实并不是通过金钱或者权力来获得的。只要你仔细发现，用心体会，其实生活中有很多可以值得我们开心的事情。比如说，当你听到了一个好听的声音，当你读到了书中精彩的故事，这一个瞬间也许非常短暂，但是它却增添了我们生活中更多的色彩。最后，希望听到这个英语故事的你呢，可以读更多的英文故事。听更多的英文，感受到更多的美好。